Hey guys, and welcome to this next episode of History in the House. Today we're going to be talking about the population of the White South prior to the Civil War. Your notes on this are titled The White Southern Population. So here's a quick discussion about the yeomen, the tenant farmers, the rural poor, and the plantation owners. The question we're asking this time around is what types of white Americans lived in the South and what were their lives like? So we'll start with the yeomen. This was the largest group of whites in the South. Most of them owned some land. They farmed the land themselves, which means that they did not need slaves. So they had a little bit of land, enough to make their family some money, and just general, you know, what you know today as farmers, pretty much. The tenant farmers, these are tenants because, like renting an apartment and you're a tenant, these guys are renting the land that they're farming from a landlord. So they would farm on someone else's land. They also did not own slaves. And usually they would pay the landlord a portion of their crop. So you've got that. Then we've got the rural poor. These are very independent. They kind of did their own thing and lived amongst everything else that was going on. Usually, you know, tiny cabins in the woods or off in the bayou or the swamp. They were very self-sustaining. They fished and hunted for their own food. Sometimes they owned a couple animals, but usually used those animals for their product. So maybe they had a cow and they would have milk, chickens for eggs, etc., etc. Definitely did not own slaves. They didn't have a farm or any need for slaves. So they were very, you know, it's kind of self-sustaining and independent. This is the rural poor. And then finally, the group we've talked the most about. This is also the smallest group of white people in the South. These are the plantation owners. These are very wealthy people. They own land, of course, lots of land. Because they own lots of land and they need to farm this land, they do own slaves. This is, like I said, the smallest group in the white South. And because they're rich and because they were so powerful, they controlled the economy and politics of the South, which is why, even though they're a small portion of the population, they had a really big voice in keeping slavery intact in the South prior to the Civil War. All right, so there's your quick rundown of the white Southern population in the South prior to the Civil War. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you next time.